This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A 33-year-old man living in Oak Creek was arrested at 10th and Lincoln Tuesday afternoon. SEMO police says Corey Sylvia was causing a disturbance at Old Town Hot Springs. Officers contact him, able to calm him down, but then according to a press release, SEMO police received more information that Sylvia had made significant and serious threats against staff at Old Town Hot Springs via social media. They determined there was probable cause for several criminal charges. They saw him walking on Lincoln near 10th, and he was arrested without incident and booked into the Rout County Jail on charges of menacing, harassment, cyberbullying, and disorderly conduct. Toys and gifts from Rout County are headed down to Children's Hospital in Denver Friday morning. It's part of Mickey's Fund, created over 40 years ago by the late ski legend Jim Moose Barrows of Steamboat in memory of his young son, Mickey. Here's Moose's sister, Nancy Gray.
My brother, Moose, started this fund 40 years ago after his son died and decided that parents with children in the hospital need to have a place to go shopping for their kids. So this is called the Snow Pile at Children's Hospital.
And the toys go to those kids and families who need them over the holidays. Toys can be dropped off by the end of this Thursday at Steamboat Sotheby's in Wild Horse Plaza or at Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club in Olympian Hall. The lineup for the 2026 Dancing with the Steamboat Stars has been announced. The dancers are Nevada Musgrave, Lena Broyles, Jason Pardevee, Tiffany Leeson, Dan Hagney, Eric Avalos, Nicole Owlett, and Rose Alford. You can read more about them on our website. Two performances will be at 2 and 7 p.m. on Saturday, April 11th. Dancing with the Steamboat Stars is a benefit for Northwest Rocky Mountain CASA, which is court-appointed special advocates. The Steamboat Group rallying the community to double your donation to support Lift Up before the end of the year. The goal is to raise $200,000, half of which will be matched by the Steamboat Group. Donations can be made through Yampa Valley Community Foundation's website. There's a new pine beetle outbreak, this time more on the Front Range instead of the Western Slope like the one we had back in the late 90s through 2013. Governor Polis has set up a new task force to protect Colorado forests and communities from the mountain pine beetle. This will include critical wildfire mitigation in Front Range communities. Santa Claus is stopping by the Hayden Library at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm Shannon Lukens. That's the news. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.